Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Matthew Murawski. Matthew, are you ready to do this?
I'm excited. Yes, let's go.
All right, let's go. Matthew is a financial advisor with Goodstein Wealth Management. He's helping people create the futures that they want. Matthew, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I'm a transplant here in Los Angeles. I'm a Buckeye. From the great state of Ohio. I've been in California for 17 years now and, got my start in venture capital in the Bay and moved down, found my passion managing money for families, business owners, things like that here in Los Angeles. And part of an RIA, which is called Registered Investment Advisory for Goodstein Wealth Management, where I'm partner in that firm. And the succession partner. So it's myself and Alan, and he's the one that brought me into the business and kind of taught me what I know today and helped me get started to be able to build my own book. And so I've got my family. I just had a little baby boy 3 weeks ago. So Luca was brought into the world on April 8th.
Awesome.
And I got a 2.5-year-old and two Cavalier King Charles, who I love more than life. And I think I've got the best job in the world. I get to wake up and help people. I get to be successful by helping people be successful in retirement. So I get to do what I do and get to watch the markets. And there's always some new challenge or something new every day, which keeps me on my toes.
I appreciate all that. Congratulations on Luca.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. So new challenges every day. We've been living through a time where it seemed like the market just went up and up and up and up for like 500 years at this point. It feels like it's been a long time. But now we've got new words in our vocabulary, like recession and inflation. And depending on what you're reading or paying attention to, they can be the scariest things in the world. Certainly a lot of uncertainty. How do you think about those two things? And maybe start with recession.
Sure. The word recession has been given a bad connotation because of the Great Recession and the fact that most millennials, that was their first kind of introduction to the job market, was roughly around that time, going into 06, 07, 08, 09. My clients right now are, everybody's worried about, well, should we be doing something different because, are we going to have a recession? And I wish I could take some of the connotation away from the word, because a recession is a natural part of every cycle. And when you have a run like we've had and an economy that's expanded in the way that we've had, it's a natural, necessary part of the process of the cycle. And so, it's also something you can only recognize looking back. So for example, we've already had one quarter of economic slowdown. If we have another one, all recession technically is two quarters of a slowdown. So we could look back, 3 months from now and look back and be in a recession right now. It's just slower economic activity. And after the amount of pull forward of demand that we've had because of the pandemic and everybody, the amount of cash that the consumer has, it would be a natural part. It's like fall, it's coming after summer. We just don't really know how long summer is in the term of the market. So it's really tough to time it or anything like that. It's gotten a really bad name, but it's kind of like the common cold. You're going to get it every so often. It's going to come on a cycle because you can't just have this this upward cliff of just growth, 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 growth. There's always a plateau, a little decline, a little, you know, it's a gradual chart upwards. And that's what you really want. Because if it was just a steep climb upwards, something's really wrong and something's not quite right. Cause that's just not the way the world works.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And so just having a better understanding or recognizing the market does go through cycles, and perhaps this has lasted a little longer than we expected, but it's going to, this is something that's going to naturally happen. And to your point, it makes for a more healthy market versus everything just going straight up, because then theoretically speaking, it could come straight down and be a lot more painful.
Yeah, exactly. Because you want to have, you don't want to have these cataclysmic drops where all of a sudden, you know, a 40 to 50% drop in the market is not your average 2 to 3 year kind of cycle, right? Roughly, it looks like every 8 to 10 years now, if you look over the past, you know, about 20, 30 years, you get one of these big events via the .com, then you had the financial crisis, then you had COVID, you know, so things that aren't related. They all were all very different circumstances, but roughly, you know, it shouldn't be something you don't want to just climb straight up. Otherwise you get these crazy drops in the market, and it really hurts the average investor because money is so emotional. It's more emotional than anything else. And people, I just told a client this yesterday. I'm like, you know, fear is not a strategy. Being afraid of what's coming is not a strategy. I said, you know, the lady was 62 and she's in great health and her parents lived into her 90s. And I said, there's every bit of evidence that you're probably, anything can happen, but you have to plan for almost another 40 years. I was like, you're not going to believe how many market downturns you're going to see in up, you know, and booming market. I was like, you have a long time to go, very most likely. So getting used to part of the roller coaster ride, the part that we don't like, and getting people used to that idea to expect it, is kind of, it's like preventative medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. And the next thing that we've all been stressing about and not knowing how to handle or how to think about is inflation. How are you thinking about that?
Well, I don't know what the pumps are like in Arizona, where you're at, George, but here in LA, I drove by one yesterday that was $7.69.
Oh my gosh.
And so, you know, first of all, inflation, we were at 40-year peaks of inflation, and it makes it really, really tough for people that are making 50, 60,000 here in California, you know, 40, 50, 60. I mean, my heart goes out to those people because that's who it hurts the most, you know, and when you've got inflation at such a booming peak, and I think you're starting to see signs of it peaking, but there's parts of inflation that will never go away. Once labor inflation goes up, it doesn't come back down. Once certain prices go up, they might come down a little bit, but it, you know, everything is leveling up a bit, and you're having payrolls, you know, people are getting paid more on average. That's going up as well. But inflation is really tough because it puts investors, we're in a weird, weird cycle that most advisors, myself included, have not been through, which means you've got a rising interest rate environment, the Fed that's going to come out today and say, supposed to say that they're going to raise 50 points, and we're going to have successive 50 point rate hikes. And at the same time, you've got inflation at double digits. And I would guess to say it's actually even higher than that, based on the things the CPI doesn't include into their reading. And so if you're an investor, where do you go, right? So real estate, great hedge against inflation. Not everybody has a couple hundred thousand dollars to put down on a fixer home here in Southern California, right? And cash flow to do that. So real estate's a great hedge against inflation. Real assets. So when we say real assets, we're talking about stock. And when you say stock, I try to get program people out of thinking, oh, the gambling machine of the market. You think stock, like you want to be an owner. You know, you want to be an owner in as many companies and as many great companies as you can, because those companies are the ones that are able to pass on that pain, that burden of inflation, because they're going to raise prices as well. So you have to be positioned where you can at least keep pace with inflation and have a chance of surviving it. And right now, with bond yields still so low and bonds facing a massive cliff with interest rate hikes coming, real estate and stocks are really, you know, ownership and companies that have cash flow that create things is really kind of the best hedge against inflation.
Now, obviously, the answer to a question from a good financial advisor is it depends. How are some of the best ways that you found or most effective ways to get exposure to stocks? Is it buying individual companies? Is it buying broad-based ETFs?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah, I like to do both for me personally. I have the risk tolerance of like a mountain goat, though. I moved across the country in the middle of January in a Dodge Neon with $300 in a sleeping bag in my car, you know, 17 years ago, slept in my car. So like along the 80. So I have the risk tolerance of, I can handle quite a bit, and things don't stress me out. For the average investor, broad-based ETFs, I think, are the best way to go, because you can diversify the risk and picking stocks. I don't care what they say on TV. I like to add in stocks for clients where it's appropriate and individuals that can handle it. But even the safest parts of what were considered the safest parts of the market, by your commentators and the financial news, that would be your Apple, Google, you know, basically kind of like the FANG, Microsoft. I mean, Google's down, I don't know what, roughly 14 to 16%. Amazon's down 25%. Apple's down, I believe, 13 or 14%. You know, so even in the highest quality of names, you could go in and buy all individual stocks and be just obliterated, let alone if you like things like Zoom, which is a great company. We're on Zoom right now. If you like things like Teladoc, Peloton, most of the NASDAQ names are down 70 to 80%. So when you're talking about buying individual stocks, I think they're kind of like, if you're building a house, I'd like to think of it as building the foundation with your diversification. That way it protects some of that single stock risk. And then I view single stocks for most investors as kind of like the jacuzzi on the back porch, the moonlights on the top, things that aren't necessary to have if you're not a relatively sophisticated and involved investor, but things that can add, you know, kind of like that extra bump in the portfolio if you do it right. But if you don't, and choosing individual stocks is not an easy game, then it's for most people, it's better to stay diversified, just because you'll get that long-term market average. And over time it's rewarded people. And I don't expect that to change.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to think about everything. And I was just looking, like, is Netflix the N in Fang? And that certainly has not done very well as of late. So that's evidence right there. You mentioned that those other big names have gone down exponentially, and certainly Netflix has fallen off an absolute cliff. So you just never know.
Yep.
Did the Dodge Neon make it all the way across the country, Matthew?
You know it did, but realistically, I'll tell you, it's only because that I kind of helped myself through school as a mechanic. So I had rebuilt the entire car. The lady sold it to me, put a new motor, transmission, everything into it. And then when it needed brakes, she didn't want to do brakes. So I bought it from her and put brakes on it. And that was my ride, and lasted a whole year out here before it exploded on the top of the hill.
Okay. Nice. Like full barbecue kind of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, you know, those hills up in Northern California, I lived up on top in Marin, right across the Golden Gate Bridge. And one day it just finally had enough smoke steaming out. It was, you know, it did everything I ever needed it to do. And that, by far, that was one of my favorite cars, you know, so.
Well, there you go. Served its purpose. I love it.
Served its purpose.
Well, Matthew, the people are ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Difference making tip is realize that fear is not a strategy, no matter what, if it's your business, if it's your investments, if it's your kids, whatever it is in your life, fear is not a strategy. That's my theme for the week, with what we've gone through the last two Fridays. And fear is not a strategy, and realize that most things in life are a cycle at some point. So when, you know, realize no matter whether things are going great or things are going really bad or things are really boring at the time, that things are a cycle, and that you'll go through the same cycle over and over and over again, and not to be afraid when you're at the part of the cycle, like we might be in now, you know, in the markets where things look really ugly. It's usually the time where you have the most opportunity.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets it. Come on. Matthew, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
You know, I love Instagram. It's my favorite platform. It's Murawski.mj. So Murawski.mj is my Instagram tag. I try to put up content that I just think is interesting, just not trying to sell anything, just stuff that I think is interesting. So hope I found that other people do. And you can find us. Our website is GoodsteinWealthManagement.com. And it was a pleasure being here with you, George. I appreciate it.
Love it. Yeah, it was great talking with you as well. If you enjoyed as much as I did, show Matthew your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to GoodsteinWealthManagement.com and then find Matthew on Instagram. His handle is Murawski.mj, Murawski.mj. And I'll list all that in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Matthew.
Hey, thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.